This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The U.S. Senate voted 50-48 Wednesday to overturn protections for the lesser prairie chicken. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the bill now heads to the House.
The Senate wants to keep the lesser prairie chicken off the endangered species list after the Biden administration listed it as threatened in Colorado last November. Both Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted with the White House to protect the lesser prairie chicken. But senators voting to keep the bird off the list argue local governments are working to protect the population, which has seen a dramatic drop in recent years. Biden says he'll veto the resolution if it reaches his desk. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Public sector workers, including school teachers and higher education employees, will get workplace protections under a bill on its way to the governor's office. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Public workers will gain protections from retaliation, harassment, and other workplace threats. They'll be able to freely discuss workplace issues, address their concerns, and have the right to form an employee organization. Private sector workers have had these rights for decades. This year, several teachers have reported retaliation after speaking at school board meetings, advocating for innovative curriculum, or asking for safe staffing levels. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
RTD is collecting input from riders about how much it should cost to ride the bus or light rail. The agency plans to revamp its pricing system and make it clearer. The hope is to make the transportation service more equitable for people who can't afford a ride currently. People have the next 3 weeks to share feedback online. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.